Please note that the opinions or views of the guest and or the host of any of the radio broadcasts broadcasted on the Urban Flavor Radio Network are not necessarily the direct opinions or views of the Urban Flavor Radio Network, its advertisers, and or affiliates. The Urban Flavor Radio Network is hereby held harmless against any of the opinions, views, and or the content of the following show.
Over there, and whatnot. also, actually, a dear friend of mine who supports our careers to no end actually just sent me a flyer or whatever. Our VA, they looking for some comics to bless the stage.
Are they looking for some comedy today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, where the fuck is
that? It is in Virginia. I actually think I shared it on my page not too long ago because it was so...
Yeah, I've been using your story, what?
Yeah, it was in my story.
I see.
But I didn't, you know, I didn't want to not share it with people who are available.
Right.
I don't know if I can make it out there. It looks like it's going to be a dent. But, you know... You know. I got the call in last night to Lex Talk. Her show last night was very interesting.
Okay, shout out to Lex Talk.
Yes, every Saturday, 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they was basically talking about... you know, our, everybody's favorite track star right now.
Going
through, you know, and basically talking about the accountability in which she took for her marijuana use and everything around you know.
Yeah, I did.
You're like shit, right? I did it. I smoked it. Okay, y'all ain't say shit to Whitney.
Yeah.
Whitney was up here, her and Bobby on crack rocks, and y'all let them sing their ass off.
Yeah,
I smoke a little weed, and y'all try to crucify. Now I can't run because I smoke weed. I've been running. Just to make a little light to that, you know, that's what that conversation was. It was a good conversation. A lot of different opinions. It was good. It was a nice little show. Lex Talk is a real, tune in for a good combo. I like
it.
Us, on the other hand, we assholes. We can't be served for shit.
No, we
try. We start out a little sir.
Somewhere.
There be some jokes padded up. Nah, Lord. We can't say sir for sure. We can't say sir. That's a good thing, though. It is a good thing. Sometimes you need to laugh. People don't understand. Laugh is medicine.
Yeah.
When you're going through some terrible stuff, if you can sit back and laugh out loud, man, that's the best medicine ever.
Laugh.
People got to learn to laugh more. It's a necessary shit in the world. Get a little giggle in.
Get a lot of giggle.
From what I was told, I'm like the meanest comedian people know.
You are a motherfucker. I ain't gonna say you mean, but you's a motherfucker.
Hey.
You don't want to say nothing. You don't want to say any old thing to you. You know what I'm saying? In my words, you need sugar free, Ali.
I don't think I'm that mean, you know. I just take the bad day though. I don't like to dance around the subject too long.
Yeah, you is a straight shooter. The straight shooter thing.
That's why God made me a girl. I was a dude, I probably had like 30 kids out here.
Hey, you're a straight shooting ass nigga, man. Everybody don't know how to handle those straight
shooters
like you.
No, everybody don't know how to handle it. Well, you know. I'm an acquired taste.
Yeah. definitely is an acquired taste. If I had to describe it.
And, you know, I'm learning that, you know, most females don't know how to handle me.
Or didn't.
some niggas is like, oh, God, you're right.
Yeah. Some niggas don't know how. So what the fuck is this?
Who is this bitch?
Yeah, who fucking
this bitch? Yeah. I channel my inner Lil' Kim. You want to rumble with the beat, huh?
You want to rumble now.
Man,
don't let up on me, man.
But I'm funny.
Yeah, you funny as shit, though. That's another thing.
I'm funny. Do nobody get to see the funny because they can't get past the mean?
Hey, man, this is mean. What's up with the problem, man? Right,
that's just how she is.
Oh, yeah. If you don't like it, don't fuck with it.
Like shit. Yeah. Leave me alone. Speaking of mean, you know, you thought we deliver mail and, you know, we always say our bosses are assholes, but the biggest asshole in the office has been rather nice this week, and I'm confused at how to act.
Oh, what do you mean, bro?
Like, you can't be mean to somebody who's being nice.
No, you can't. It's hard to.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. She even got me a sale yesterday. Did I tell you that?
Nah, you did.
Dog, she got me a sale yesterday.
Yeah.
Man, she told somebody I sell T-shirts. And I said, what in the world? What is happening here? Threw me off. Yeah, I got a sale. Threw me the hell off. I'm like, I was thrown off. Like, she's helping me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. Okay, well, Marlon, you know, it's the 4th of July lie. It's a lot of cookouts going on. And I don't know what, you know, I smell carne asada everywhere on my street.
Oh, that carne asada is crazy.
That's I love me some carne asada. I kind of want to ask you, can I get a little piece off the grill?
That's it.
Yeah, they very friendly.
You
said they were? You echoing. What, you in the hallway?
Yeah, I'm in the apartment hallway.
You sound like you're in the hallway.
Okay, I'm back out now.
You're back out? Okay, you sound like you're back out.
Hell yeah. But I said they want you to ask, they want you to dance when you ask for it.
Oh, man, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't do no dancing now.
What's the dance?
Can't do no dancing now. Do a little dancey dance. I can't do no dancing.
No.
Can't do no dancey dance. So what's new, partner? Let's see. What can our wonderful topic be today?
Gotta think about what's going on over there. That motherfucker, that girl running, that girl smoking weed, that was the hottest topic in the street.
Man, what? and people are angry. Like, you know what? It's a lot of people more mad that of the consequences that she is suffering from it versus the actual action.
Right.
Father, what the hell are you doing?
I had got in my car, and radio was on. Real,
oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, a lot of people are more angry about, you know, the consequences in which she has to now go through.
Yeah, which is crazy.
I mean, I get it on both ends, but I'm just like, y'all are really gonna drag this and make it a big national situation.
At this point, it's international.
Hey,
she's the Olympics.
Mhm. Yeah, you're right. It is the Olympics. It's the Olympics, not just.
I wonder if that weed is good.
You want to ask her if she get her weed from California?
I'm like, baby, look, did they say this?
Is
this that news, Pat? You
think
these people be on the news?
That's that
good-good weed. Yeah, that's that good-good weed. If she had that good-good weed, you know what I'm saying? Did she say that shit? Because if she said that shit, I'm like, yeah. If anybody tell, if I buy some weed from somebody, they like, man, you might be on the news later on.
Like shit.
I'm like,
that's a yeah. This shit right here? You did this shit, my nigga, right here?
I'm like, well, can I give you a shout-out with me?
My best customer is in Olympics. Fuck you mean.
Yeah.
Prices just went up like shit.
Yeah. Oh, boy, shit. I just fucked up.
They gonna name some weed after her. The next pack come out, gonna be like, look, y'all don't know what this is. This shit gonna have your motherfucking ass running.
Yeah, this that black shirt. Where's that gunshot?
Big Ben is out the motherfucking penitentiary. Big Ben. Hey,
really don't want to see that. No pudding pop.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, get that fucking pudding away from me.
Oh, yeah, man. He don't want to see none of that shit, man.
Oh,
this is the whole dessert. This is the whole dessert.
He is a whole new... He like, man, fuck that. I served hard time.
Oh, this nigga definitely just did 2.5 years.
Hey, dog, hold up. I don't know if you've seen this motherfucking joke, dog, and I know this is a comedian's joke, dog. That shit had me dying laughing, and I got to give props to motherfucking Alex Starr for putting this bitch up. He going to say, after they sitting Bill... Bill looked at the judge and said, give me the light at 1. Hey, dog, when I tell you. When I tell you, dog, I was laughing so hard, dog. I said, fuck that, man. Give me the light. I don't want to do all that time. I don't want to do all that time. Just give me the light and let me go. Motherfucking Bill is home.
Yeah.
We got all types of drugs. There are all types of drugs in the news this week.
Yeah. Hey. All types.
Oh,
man.
All types of drugs in the news.
This nigga really got out on a real technical guy.
Like shit.
Like some real technical shit. He got the fuck out of there. Like, that's the only... That's some legal loophole type shit. Like, damn, that's like in the lottery, man.
Like shit, man. His motherfucking lawyer said, we are not going to give up, Bill. Don't worry about it, Bill. We got you.
Dog. This nigga really did. Motherfucking Mr. Huxley really did. Almost 3 years in the penitentiary.
Hey, no, not even just Mr. Doctor.
Doctor Huxtable, my bad.
Doctor
Huxtable. Yeah, almost 3 years in a maximum security penitentiary.
Oh
boy.
I knew something was gonna happen because you know they banned all of his shows being there, but you couldn't watch the Cosby Show unless you went on YouTube. Now the Cosby Show is on TV, and I said, oh, shit, the show got released before Bill did.
Oh, that's because his paperwork ain't getting transferred yet. They made the deal and shit. They like, man, yeah, we're going to let you out, man. All right, put my shit back on the kick.
Look, they lost his paperwork in the mail. They blame us.
Yeah.
Everything you blame by us. They blame him. The
like
mailman is always the problem.
I'm like, God damn, man. When you will take responsibility?
Hey, dog, everything is the mailman for. Y'all done kept building in there all these motherfucking assumptions. I'm going to say assumptions because I don't know. I don't know the truth.
Right.
Only him, the cups, the drugs, and the bitches know the truth.
Yeah.
Only him and God. God knows
these,
the truth.
These motherfucking bitches.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Yeah, drugs was the topic of this week. It was.
Oh, speaking of drugs, they had the motherfucking Bobby Brown.
Oh my god. They had a surprise drug burst. And did you watch it?
Ooh, yeah.
You watched it. So did you hear Keith say, damn, you just gonna play no songs that don't belong to you?
Yeah, that nigga was lying, though. You said, dog.
You're not about to blame it to a distance, motherfucker. You ain't the whole new assistant.
I'm like, damn, nigga, you
motherfucking. We had a cookout at this point.
Like shit. Hey, dog, like shit. No, but motherfucking Bobby Brown said, look, I'm going to play what I want to play. It's my prerogative. Fuck you. You going to let me do what I want to do, motherfucker.
Oh, shit,
that nigga did everything but Whitney. I thought Whitney was about to be doing some shit too. Like the fuck? Nigga said, all this belongs to me. All this is mine.
That nigga said, you know what? I got this. I was in it.
I was involved.
I was in it.
And when I tell you, Keith Sweat is a drunk dog. Like, that's like, hey, dog, I think he's my uncle. Did you see this nigga keep chilling up? Motherfucker,
yep.
He's about to be like, I hope you ain't driving. I hope you ain't driving. Keith was singing to his Hennessy. You ain't gonna let that fuck you mean. That's what got me here, nigga.
Yep.
While you was smoking crack, I was drinking liquor.
Why you think I was twisted?
He said, nigga, I had to cry on demand. Fuck you in.
Yeah.
Hey, dog. That was a funny-ass versus, dog. Young, you know why they did that surprise joint? Because they had to do something after fucking Soulja Boy looking like he on crackhead-ass fucking Bow Wow.
Yeah.
They had to do something. I ain't even gonna lie, dog. I was so geeked for that joint. I'm like, look at all these songs I've been singing.
And then this nigga Lil Romeo came out of nowhere. What the fuck?
Hey, dog. Lil Romeo, I don't even like Lil Bow Wow. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Nigga brought out a bag of chips and shit.
Romeo said, y'all bitches forgot about me. I own shit. Fuck you, man.
Yeah.
I clean this whole stage up.
Mm-hmm.
Eat a rat snack. Fuck you mean, dog.
Yeah.
Hey, dog. This is the shit that keep me going, laughing at shit like this. All them niggas got way more money than me, so I don't give a fuck who wins.
Yeah,
definitely. The fuck? That shit was a Bow Wow motherfucker. His little midget ass went out there dancing and shit. Hey, dog, I'm like, oh, my God. He said, I'm going to take this for my movie, girl. I'm saying, yeah. This nigga said, I want to win by any means necessary.
Yeah. This nigga ain't giving a fuck.
That nigga Soulja Boy look like a whole live rope, dog. That nigga looks bad. He's not aging well at all. Like,
oh, dog. The blood.
He need to leave that shit alone, dog. Oh, my God.
I thought he was going to come out with
the Hold up. When you talk about all the good news, CB3 finally going to the fucking finals. God damn it.
Yeah. CP3 is going motherfucker. I hope he win that shit, man.
I hope he do, because everybody know I'm a KD fan. I don't give a fuck what team he on. I'm his fan. Like, I am a KD fan. But I was glad that KD got to sit his ass down. I'm not going to lie. Because I feel like CP3 been in the game for so – he deserve a win, man. He deserve one. Everybody else got this. I mean, Carmelo Anthony ain't never going to get his, but I mean, he's...
Yeah, I wish he would have got one.
Carmelo Anthony ain't there going to get it. He got to go somewhere else again.
Mm-hmm.
Again. But CP3 deserve it, but did you see Lil Wayne?
Oh, my God.
I swear, if that ain't Soulja Boy's father.
Yeah.
He
looks rich junkie.
You say he what?
I said, them niggas rich junkie.
Young, what? like shit. Like it's certain rappers that if you hear something happen to them, you like, oh, he got shot. Oh, he got shot. I'm telling you. And I hope to God this don't happen. But them two niggas is gonna OD. Like they look bad. Told you, boy, God, at the age of 31, he OD didn't. Tell me why. They look bad. Like Lil Wayne is losing his hair. Did you see his dread?
Oh, he don't give a fuck about his dread.
Dog, he look like he got alopecia in his throat. Like, dog, you got too much money to look like that. Let that shit go. It's time to just cut it off.
Right.
Cut it off. Cut it off. I ain't never seen, them niggas look like live roaches. They look bad. They are not, they look, they need to leave the drugs alone. They don't see how they look in the mirror.
Yeah, they see that shit.
Nah, no, they don't. They probably ain't got no mirrors in their place. Take all the fucking mirrors down. Take them all
out of here. No, I'm going to tell you something. Them niggas don't live in no motherfucking apartments. Man.
I know. Them
niggas live in mansions, man. So it's no way in hell you can't see no glass.
You know, they probably be tripping out thinking there's something else walking past the glass. They look bad, dog. They look terrible. That's what I'm saying. Soulja Boy doing these drugs all over. I mean, damn. Martha Stewart and motherfucking Snoop smoke weed and cook food with weed in it. But a little track star can't go to the Olympics.
Yeah.
Come on, man. She was just smoking that Martha.
Let her run,
dog. Y'all can't. We can't get a win for shit. Let her run. Let the weed lead. Let her run.
Hell yeah.
She might need that weed to win. Oh, it was a lot of drugs out here this week, dog.
Hell yeah.
The CP3 brought Lil Wayne to the floor. I'm like, who the fuck is that? They said, Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
If they don't put his ass back in the damn bleachers immediately, he looks terrible. He don't need to be seen like that. He looks terrible.
Fuck
oh,
that.
God. He looks terrible. So, y'all know I'm voting for Chris Paul to win. I want him to take it all. That's who I'm going for. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm out the bet.
Place your bet?
Yeah, I'm out of place my bet.
Yeah, whoever try and bet against me, I'm down. But I want CP3 to take it. Let's go.
Well, I'm about to go to the professional bet.
Oh, you about to? Oh, okay.
Yeah. I ain't got time for nigga the motherfucker. Like, I got
ducking and dodging and shit.
Hell nah. You niggas gonna pay me that day. Doing the game over with.
Pass out. Give me my money.
My bullshit. Y'all honest still young. You can go back.
Yeah, like shit. Hey, dog, speaking of young, Booker ass, like, that whole ass game had me dying so hard for so many different reasons. First of all, CP3 can act his ass off. That nigga was doing State Farm commercials the whole game.
Yeah,
did you see that bullshit chat? Now, I don't like Cousins. I don't like her. I didn't like him before. I don't like him now. I'm not a fan of Cousins at all. I don't like him.
Right.
He's annoying as fuck. Yeah, he a whiny ass baby, and he makes the dumbest mistakes to be getting paid so much fucking money. So I'm not a fan of his little ass. But right. I will say that check that got called to him was bullshit. Did you see that shit? CP3 went out there, motherfucker, act like a motherfucker. He act like that nigga fell to the ground and slid some. And it wasn't even that damn serious. I was laughing like shit. Like, that nigga really is a State Farm commercial right now. Look at this nigga.
There he is.
That nigga was acting like shit. And they was on the bench mad as shit. Oh, bitch ass nigga. Soft ass nigga. That nigga going to the final.
There he is. Yeah, he is.
He going to the final. And Booker ass. He ain't gonna be able to smell in a minute. that nigga say one more hit to the nose, and his nostrils are gonna give up. His nostrils are gonna say, fuck this shit here. He ain't gonna be able to smell shit real soon.
Mm-mm.
Hell no. That nigga been taking hits to the nose like a motherfucker, dog.
He really has, though. He really has.
Oh, what, that nigga? My nigga, my bad. Oh.
Yes. Well, one thing about that nigga, boy, he's a motherfucking baller.
Yeah, he ignorant as shit, dog.
Yeah, he a motherfucking baller, though.
He is, but he got light skin syndrome. Like, he acts like a light skin sticker. He talking shit. Did you see Chris Paul get pulled?
Yeah. Oh, boy, that's the thing.
Dog, his head went like a bobble head. I said, Dad, he was trying to get this nigga out of here. Like, the fuck? Push the shit out of there.
He did push the shit out of that nigga, though.
He pushed the that nigga whole head was like, da-da-da, da-da-da. That nigga head was not playing, dog. This nigga deserved that win. They deserved it.
Yes.
They went out that motherfucker talking shit.
Yeah, and I really hope they win, too, though.
Yeah, I do. I really do. I want them to win. I really do. I really do. Like, that whole little team, I don't really like the young boy. What the fuck is his name? I can't think of his name right now. I know what he looked like. He looked like that little squirrel off of Ice Age. But I can't think of his name.
You talking about that tall nigga?
I mean, he's taller than me, but he ain't that tall. No, you talking about... No, I'm not talking about him. He's a young nigga. I think it's his first year for real.
Yeah.
But he looks... he be making a lot of mistakes, too. I be like, sit his ass down. Don't put him back in the game.
No, bud.
Please
don't put him back in the game.
Motherfucking Chris Paul said, oh, what y'all trying to come back? All right, let me take y'all up out of here.
You get y'all the fuck up out of here. Trae Young thought he was going to do something.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Trae Young thought it was sweet.
Chris was like, man, fuck that. I'm shooting three. Bop, bop, bop.
Yeah. I'm playing with that nigga.
Mm-mm. Oh, Bill Cosby is home. I wonder, never mind. I ain't going to say that out loud. I wonder who is next to me. You said I missed out on a couple of years with you bitches. Somebody's getting drugged tonight.
Well, he can't do shit with finger.
Hey, dog, stop it. Stop it. Hey, dog. He said, never give up.
Yeah.
I know all them bitches who accused him was like, get the fuck out of here. We couldn't get him then. We can't get him now. The fuck?
It was fucked up.
I got drunk for no reason.
Mm-hmm. Sacrifice.
Yeah, bitch. Oh, yeah, well, sorry. It's sad. I don't condone drugging bitches.
All right,
no, I don't condone any of that. I don't condone rape. I don't
condone drugs. I don't even condone a nigga hitting a bitch.
No.
But, you know, it's so sad that when shit happens, motherfuckers just wait forever to say something. Like,
It's sad.
But, you know, all these different industries, they say it's all male-dominated. The bitches got to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
Got to speak up, dang. Don't hold that shit in.
Mm-mm.
That's how you start doing drugs. We don't need no females out here looking like little Wayne and motherfucking Soulja Boy. Oh, that nigga was trying to sing Kiss Me Through the Phone, and I was like, boy, put the phone down.
Yeah.
Don't nobody want Kiss You Through That Phone.
You've been kissing that crack pipe too much.
Hey, please put the phone down. For the Bobby up there. Bobby look like he gained a little weight, though. Maybe he not doing as much crap.
Nah, he ain't doing as much as he used to. I can't afford that much no more.
I was about to say that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, Bobby can't.
My brother's up.
He probably
know what? Man, you know what? Crap. He can afford crap, but he can't afford coke. Straight coke.
Yeah, straight coke.
Can't afford that one. That coke with that bacon soda in.
As soon as it hit that spoon.
Yeah.
I wonder if he can fix something.
I don't know.
Cars. Do your yard or like mount your TV. I wonder what kind of crack he eats.
Oh, that's a good question. Good question. That was never discovered. He didn't know he could do it.
Yeah, I want to know what kind, you know, what kind of functional. I've missed the functional projects that do shit. I am tired of pain or things, dog.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just tired. Send me a good project that can get it for me.
Target's still in business because the crackheads went to rehab.
Like, hey, dog, like shit, young. Damn, all the good crackheads I know used to steal clothes and shit. Where they at? Where they at?
Mm-hmm. This is still all the good shit.
Like, I got a brand new TV. Damn, how you get that? My favorite cracker.
Uh-huh.
I ain't got that no more.
That shit is over.
When it's over. Meanwhile, motherfucking R. Kelly probably like, now what the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
This nigga was drugging bitches and he's home. What about me?
Yeah. You a pedophile, man.
Like shit, though.
At least he was drugging of age, bitch.
You peeing on kids. You deserve what happened to you, baby. Peeing on kids. What's wrong with you? Because every time we talk about R. Kelly, I say the same thing. Let me tell y'all something. Listen, I'm not going to stop listening to his music. When it come on, I'm going to listen or whatever. Yeah. You know, if I put my shit on rotate, it's going to rotate through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to turn the song off unless I just don't want to hear that song that day.
Right.
But I don't condone nothing he did to them babies.
Nothing. I'm condoning that shit for one bit.
But I'm going to step to the name of love.
Yep.
I'm going to step
No, I got to tell it all.
damn near cried when I recorded this song.
He said he damn near cried when he got that phone call. And that was from his doctor.
That wasn't the baby call. That nigga, the doctor said, seems like you're ready. Hey, I tell you
something. I gotta tell you something. You gotta let it burn. You gotta let it burn, huh?
Let it burn. Hey, dog. Hey, dog. Hey, he told me, baby, I gotta be in the house. Kick me through the phone. Fuck it. Hey, and them strippers was mad at us when he was throwing them Usher dollars. Dog.
Oh, yeah.
That nigga was dirty and intimidating. He was like, man, fuck that. I can't fuck none of you bitches. Here's my money. You don't get none of that. Hey, dog. He was like, I'm not coming with a confession part three. Fuck y'all. Dog. Let it burn. Damn. Oh, my God. Now, when Big Esha, you know, because it's always an Esha, you know, all the big girls have Esha at the end, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when Big Esha came out, he gave me that shit. Everybody's like, hey, fucking you. Hey, fucking you.
All the bitches, you. You
and all the bitches that you came from. He went all the way from Chili to you. Yes, because Chili said... Bye-bye, David.
He went raw with you.
But he probably did. He probably was like, man, this bitch probably already got something. He already got something. What's one more thing in that motherfucker? Okay, like, take it all. If I'm going to give, I'm going to give it the fuck all.
No.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
Man, oh, man. So Bill's out. I wonder what pudding pop he's about to come out with. He's about to come out with the jail cell pop.
Man, he been that.
For my niggas, for my homies I left behind. Oh, man.
He better just die.
Hey, dog. He gonna send his jailmate something.
You better just fucking die. You know what's good for him.
Hey, dog. He said, nah, baby. Everybody just made this. That's what it is. So it's radio time.
Yeah, it really is, though.
We got the recap on all the druggies. All the druggies made a debut this week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For those who got out, those go in. I hope Lil Wayne don't go to the finals. Looking a hot mess.
He will. That nigga go on ESPN like that, though.
Young, and it's terrible. Like, come on, Wayne.
He goes straight to ESPN just like that.
And he just, like he's supposed to be on the corner. Jesus. He don't.
That's a wild.
There's a lot of wild shit to happen this week, too.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what next week brings.
This
was a good week.
We got some shows next week, bro.
Oh, yeah, we do. Oh, that's Thursday, July 8th. Arlington Draft House.
I'm hosting. You on the stage?
Yeah, definitely.
There's a lot of people there that day. A lot of people. Look, I'm going to do it real quick. We got Latif, Justo, Rich Ed, Peter Sullivan, the Gwen Factor dude in the corner, and, of course, yours truly, the Anonymous.
Yep, hosted by you.
Hosted by me.
Yeah.
I'll be loud and free that day.
Yes, you will be.
Mm-hmm. And then what's on the night?
We got Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Our Martini Lounge in Fort Washington.
Okay, okay.
If you're in the area, come on out. It's from 8 to 2 o'clock in the morning. But I can tell you one thing. Yeah, it's from 8 to 2 in the morning. But I can tell you one thing. I would not be telling jokes at no 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Those are fucking eyes. I'm not joking around.
You just slinging dick. After 12, it's a slinging dick time.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be doing no joking around.
That's the ninth. That's the ninth. That's you. Mm-hmm. Follow Be Anonymous. You'll see it on his page. On the 10th.
Yeah, that's back to you.
Oh, God, I got to go all the way to Baltimore for a roast, you know. So I'm going against Tippy Tall.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing tippy about her tall, but that's who I'm going against in Baltimore. That's going to be fun. Hold up. I'm doing a double whammy that night. Because I'm going fucking. Y'all don't know. Y'all ain't on Urban Flat Radio. Y'all need to get on there, go on that page, and see that Chrisette Michelle is blessing the stage along with KL. KL is on the stage as well. That is also on the 10th. Saturday. Get your ticket.
Is it too late to get my ticket?
It ain't too late. I'll send you the link. It ain't too late. Never too late. After that, y'all, listen, it's a lot of other shows. Follow our page. Fuck, we can't even keep up with the shit. At this point, I need a whole calendar. I need an assistant intern. If you're applying to be my intern, please DM me. That's sweet_caramel_luv. I need an intern to hold my book because I'm getting busy. I can't keep up with this. I need somebody else to think. I don't want to think anymore. I'm an asshole. I'm an angry person. If you can deal with the angry. I'm like a Sour Patch Kid.
First they sweet, then they sour.
It was another week on the Shits and Giggles show. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. This was fun one. I like this show. I had a ball.
Yeah, it was fun. No commercial.
I'm
going to
let it burn. At least I ain't fucking with the party and the party I ran off through it.
Oh, that's coming.
I know, but they ain't do it. But actually, you know, Usher and R did run all through that poor little thing.
Oh, my God. Yes, they did.
He got flooded and gutted early in.
Jeez, the weed.
No.
They won't be coming out to the draft house.
Come on out on the 8th. Hey, draft house on the 8th. Come on out on
I knew you was gonna do that shit, too.
Bye, y'all.
All right, bye. Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.